Coach, thanks for joining me here at halftime. You know, it's definitely a great effort for your team. You guys are very much a part of the game. That big run that they had early in the fourth quarter was pretty much the difference in tonight's contest.
Yeah, I mean, that was one thing that I wanted our girls, no matter what, stay in the game. Don't give up, and they really did it. And, you know, I mean, for the most part, that's all I can ask for right now at this point in the season.
You could tell a lot of nerves from both sides to start off the game. They couldn't get any shots to drop. You guys had some pretty good looks at the basket here in the first quarter, but it was 6-3 after the first quarter and then 7-point game at the break.
Yeah, I mean, we were right in it the whole time, but, I mean, quite honestly, you're not going to win a lot of games if you don't rebound. And they out-rebounded us by 20, and that was a huge difference maker. However, I told the girls, that's fixable. Mm-hmm. That is definitely fixable. And, you know, that's just part of competing. And, you know, when you're not used to being in a game like that, those are things that are crucial.
Yeah, you mentioned the rebounding advantage. They had a lot of second-chance looks tonight, and that was big as well.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, we got better second half, but by that time, I mean, it's too late. So that's something I know we can fix, but we got to take care of that earlier.
Once again, Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here. Halftime of the boys' game. Lady Beavers falling short here, 51-40 tonight. But you mentioned about getting Caitlin Roberts off the bench and getting some points from her. You definitely did that. You had some pretty good looks tonight from Kiana Yeager. I thought she played a pretty good game. And, you know, Bailey Lotta did some pretty good things as well. And your team didn't do too bad taking care of the basketball either tonight.
That was another positive. And I told them that. I said, we have 14 turnovers. And things that I had been told, they were used to having around 30 turnovers a game. So that was one thing I had on the board, was just taking care of the ball. And they did that for me tonight. And so that's definitely a positive.
And this is it's a pretty interesting Wichita Trinity team. You know, they're a team that made a lot of points and spurts, and if it was one person, you guys would shut them down. They'd find the next person, and they would have their seniors that would step up big for them there tonight.
Right. I mean, that's just it. I mean, coming off a winning season, they just reload, you know, and that's just part of coming from a winning program as well. And, you know, I give them full credit, definitely. I mean, that's what you got to do. You can't just have one player, and they for sure had three players tonight.
Well, go ahead to tomorrow. It's going to be Canyon Randall out of Texas. Can't remember or don't know how their outcome went tonight, but they're a team that's been playing, my goodness, since mid-November when their competition actually started.
Right. You know, those Texas teams, they want to run. They want to pressure. And that we have been preparing for that. And I even asked our Trinity coach tonight, I said, how can you impress us? I thought for them to. And he just said they weren't ready to. And so I would be very surprised if they did not press us tomorrow.
Yeah, that team that I think they've put up 80 points a couple of times this year. So it'll be a good challenge for your team tomorrow night.
Sure, definitely. We will just try to slow them down.
All right, once again, Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here at halftime. Thanks for coming up here, Coach, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Okay.